Oh my fucking god.
Sherlock Mong.
Oh, this is on.
I got a notification from Bludger and it said just some like obscure metal band name has tagged you in a post. I was like, okay. So I checked it out and it was like just this metal band from Leeds in the UK.
They tagged you in a post.
Yeah, they tagged me in a post. And I was like, what the fuck? And then it was like, they're like supporting a band called Bludger, which is also in Leeds. So I guess they just accidentally tagged Bludger in it.
It's and free like, publicity.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
No, but then they took, by the time I checked it, they'd already untagged.
We've reached the UK.
We've officially been.
Bludger is international.
Yeah, when you put that link up, I was like, what the fuck is Jimmy on about? Like, I was reading through the first couple posts, like, what is going on?
Was it just, yeah, it's confusing.
It's like, huh? Because the picture was still black and white and everything. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. Like, it looks like our page, sort of, is that we've got a black and white picture of, like, all of us, and they've got the same thing for their fucking band page. It was really weird.
It was strange.
So does that mean you guys are going to change the name?
No.
Going to keep it the same?
No, I was like, oh, bet we've beat these guys to it, like. When did they make their page? It was in like 2007 or 8 or something.
I saw some of their videos have like 400,000 views. And I'm like,
oh shit.
We'll get there eventually.
No, but we're technically Bludger Films. So
you only change it when you get sued.
Yesterday, this came up in discussions with you and I think you as well, Nick. Because we got 100 and whatever views in like one day.
It was just pretty like successful.
This is nothing.
Yeah, I know. My favorite part is how compared to like normal channels, like big channels, if they got 120 views, they would be like, "What the fuck did we do wrong?" And I'm like, yep. "This is the best day of my life."
Oh yeah, that's the thing. We're only very small.
I saw a
known at all
a video, and they were talking about a series they had put out, and then they're like, "We only got 400,000 views for that video, so we might cancel the series."
What?
And they stopped making the series because a video only got 400,000 views.
I wonder if like if you get a certain size, it just has to become money focused.
Nah, definitely wouldn't have to.
You reckon?
Oh, maybe if you get that big, YouTube would reach out, and be like, "You need to monetize this so we can get a share."
I don't think they could make you monetize it.
Well, a lot of the big channels, they have their main channel, which is about the revenue, and then they have like secondary channels where they put their like personal projects on it. So. It's like a Vsauce 1 and Vsauce 2 and 3 as well, and it's like separate things.
It's just like less and less commercial, really.
Yeah, they've got the main channel to, which is their where they get all their views and where they get their advertising
for the other two,
like income and things like that.
It also could be just like time management as well. Like if you're making something no one really likes or not as many people like, what's the point of making it when other stuff that you're making is more popular and then you can put more time into that stuff.
Mm. And I guess like if you're sort of making stuff that people really like, you're spending, you know, a decent amount of time on it, so you want to sort of prioritize that way.
Definitely.
Yeah. But so there really are some YouTube channels that I just can't handle though, because they are like so much like that, like obviously super sold out. And I know like lots of people like making money, and that's reasons why lots of them start making videos, but I just can't stomach
too commercialized.
Well, I don't know if you could say too commercialized, because most people are after money because it, you know, brings opportunities and that sort of stuff. You are
hold so much money.
I don't know, I'm kind of conflicted. Like, I'm sure I would like to have money and be able to do lots of stuff,
but yeah.
The idea of money just really doesn't appeal to me.
I hate that it runs everything.
Sounds like communism to me.
Yeah, anyway, back to my point. So with all those views, sort of got me thinking, like, who is watching them? And, like, I wonder if there's people we don't know that are watching them.
So that I was thinking as well.
I reckon there'd be at least one.
I want to know how many people would have clicked on the link that we would have put out, realized, oh, I have no fucking idea what this is, and then just like closed it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still waiting to like get statistics on it. So like it tells you like minutes, average minutes watched.
I feel like it'll only be, not many people would have watched the whole thing, because honestly, there wasn't really that much to like keep watching.
It was only 5 minutes video.
What?
It was only a 5 minute video.
Yeah, it was a pretty short video. That could be a reason people would have clicked.
Yeah.
More people would have clicked. than usual anyway, because the highest views we got for a Let's Bludge was that No More Room in Hell, and that had 54 views. But that went for a long time. It was like 15, 20 minutes or something.
That was much better quality. Like,
absolutely. That was entertaining. Absolutely. I know when something does get too long on YouTube, I tend to feel like I've got to commit to watching it or not. Like, do I really want to sit down for 22 minutes and watch this video?
I can watch Let's Plays that go for 50 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
I can't. Absolutely.
I have no worries about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to more, but not so much these days.
If the people who are commentating it are funny.
Management. Pardon?
If the people who commentate it are funny.
God, we've got to get onto that. Yeah, we've got to. We're what like, is funny? I suck.
There's no funny bone in our bodies.
I'm going to shoot this dickhead.
Knock, knock. Knock, knock, is it me?
But that first video.
Punchline.
In that first video, our energies weren't necessarily at a high level.
Just wait till the other ones come
out. Yeah, and I was watching the footage for the other ones, and after the end of that first one, where we all just like, it all just went to shit. After that, we're all like, hey! We're all like really pumped and ready for it.
I'm really excited.
I got scared. I got more and more scared.
Why'd you get scared?
I can't get scared in Left 4 Dead.
Me either. I wasn't particularly scared in the first play, but after I fell down the billboard thing, and there was a bunch of zombies around me. I went around a corner and there was a charger, and that really freaked me out. So I ran around, and then it ended up killing me, and that was pretty scary. And then it was just super intense after that. And like,
it was just more...
The moment that charger jumps stressful. The fence, you're like, oh.
When they're all running for you, you have to fucking shoot everything.
It's overwhelming. I don't really get stressed. Crazy, I expect that I won't be able to kill them. So maybe that's why I get scared, because I just assume I'm going to die.
I'm gonna die.
Instead of stressing, like there's nothing I can do. I'm just like, oh well, I'm not quite ready to die yet. So I'm just gonna stand back and watch everyone else.
That's depressing. Or run around their dead body. Like, I'm not gonna revive you.
I honestly did that more than you guys know. Just like, oh shit, things are going badly. I'm gonna run away.
Did you really?
I definitely noticed that. Half the time, you're in a different place.
Yeah.
where's
Carl? And you're like. And when it went to shit, you're like, oh, I told you so. You're like, shut up. You're like, the other side of the map. Like, woo!
I loved how after we recorded everything, everyone's like, yeah, I wasn't trying at all. And Sean's like, I was trying.
Did you try?
I could try hard.
I don't know.
Can't stand it.
I don't know if I really try much at all in games. Like, StarCraft is probably the... Most I try, but...
Veins popping out of the side of your head.
Yeah.
Build more pylons!
Suddenly not able to expand to the next mineral field, because I'm in the game.
Because Sean has burrowed a Zerg underneath my...
Every mineral field on the map.
Sean is born a dog.
I am desperately just hunting for new games to play as well. I spent probably like an hour and a half today going through the Steam Discovery... queue thing.
Oh, there's so many just survival crafting horrors, aren't there?
I only got like a couple this forest.
Everything is early access.
Everything is early access.
So many early access games.
But there actually seems to be like a lot of single player games that are being released as early access, which is strange because that hasn't happened recently.
Yeah.
Usually it's open world survival stuff
like
that gets...
multiplayer or...
Usually it's either multiplayer or open world survival or like sandbox
Minecraft
stuff.
Yeah. Style.
But I saw like a few like action RPGs and a few platformers that are early access, and I was just like, I was actually half considering buying them because they were cheap, and for all I know, they could end up being better than what like the reviewers are saying at the time.
Do you think everyone got that business model of early access from Minecraft? Because as far as I know, that's like the first game that really did that.
I don't think it was the first game to do it, but it was the most successful, like, indie developer.
Like the biggest success
developed.
Story.
Because I really didn't hear about it before that game.
Mm.
And it sort of seemed weird, like, you can buy this game, it's not out yet. I'm like, can you play it, though?
Yeah.
It was, at the time, it was really, really was weird.
Early
strange.
Access is just a buzzword now.
It's like, so many games are early access.
I think of early access as a pretty negative thing, even though I know it's, like, a really good opportunity.
I see it as a deterrent.
That make their games. Like, cool, I'm making a game, I can actually get it out there.
It's just different, I guess, to how they traditionally develop games. But it's sort of like kickstarting a movie. Like, sure, it can provide opportunities for lots of people, but it can also limit them a lot because you've already got this.
You've already made your promise.
Yeah, you've got things to live up to already. And if a studio, you know, is making a game, they've got their own money and they garner their own funding, but they pretty much have creative control over it.
Yeah.
And they get to do like tests and stuff without people being like, this game is fucking shit, you haven't done anything in 3 months. Like, because that's what happened to DayZ.
People wouldn't have it just.
Everyone just like everyone was loving DayZ, and then last I heard, everyone's like, no, this game is fucked.
There are too many people that are hacking, I think.
There's a lot of hacking. Like, one of the main guys that started it has left. He's working on something else.
He quit because people were giving him too much shit.
Is that why?
He just rage quit. You know, like, everything. It's like, fuck this game.
Oh, wow.
And it was because it was early access. Yeah. And that's not, like, why he quit, but he was just, like, I'm pretty sure he was, like, regretful about making the game early access. Yeah.
But then from a consumer side, you've got to think, well, I've paid money and now I'm not getting something that's finished. Like, I'm not getting the final product.
But you are eventually.
You are eventually. Maybe not in DayZ's case. Isn't that what you sign up
for when you pay for early access?
Well, no, because sometimes they just don't get finished, ever.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you get angry for paying early access when you know that this may never get finished?
Well, you're on the assumption that it's going to get finished. If you give them your money, you expect
it. Maybe that's where people go wrong, because they assume it will get finished.
Yeah. So that's people that buy it, that's their fault.
I guess you could look at it that way, I guess.
I mean...
Yeah.
People kind of forget that the people that are making the games are only human as well, and that the pressure builds up and the company topples. That's very, very likely to happen because they're small companies. They're not they're not big developers, and they don't have unlimited money to throw at the problems that they run into.
Well, I think the DayZ one was because he developed it from Arma 2 mod, and he just made the mod, and I think it was the same guy who was like, I'm going to make it into a game. But he was pretty much on his own, I think, for the most part. And then he started to like gather a team for it, and then he just like left. So he still got the team. I think he just sort of like left the company or sold it off or something.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
Everyone should go and watch Indie Game the Developer.
You reckon?
The movie.
I will. Confuse me for a second. Yeah. Like, Indie Game the Movie. Myself. And then you said developer, and I'm like, I had an aneurysm. That is incorrect.
Oh. Very good. Very good doco.
Yeah, I haven't watched that. I'm pretty sure I got it in a Humble Bundle a few years ago.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, really? Netflix is amazing.
Yeah. It is amazing.
It is so good.
Still don't have it.
What?
What's wrong with you?
How do you live on a day-to-day basis?
YOLO. You don't live properly unless you have Netflix, so Dante.
Do you watch much, though, Dante? Just Game of Thrones and Walking Dead.
I don't have
time. There's no Destiny on Netflix. Dante wouldn't be too keen on it. It's got lots of that shitty anime you like, though. Or is that just Jackson? You like anime?
Some of it.
I like some anime.
No.
I do.
You've been told, Sean, you don't.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you like some of it, too.
Oh, I like one thing.
Still some of it.
I don't have a problem with the actual anime. I hate the fucking people. Jackson. I'm going to get, like, raped by... if anyone ever listens to this podcast, but there's so the much
stereotype
of anime. I don't know. I think I have a real like gate on my nerdiness on allowances. Yeah. Because I don't know, when I was a real little kid I used to love all that sort of nerdy stuff and I was really into it. And then I just sort of I don't know, stopped being into it so much. I found several butt plugs and that just changed everything. I found Dante, I didn't need inanimate objects anymore.
You don't need any of those, baby.
But I noticed that when I worked at Armageddon is that it was like really confusing for me to see so many people just being so open to the things like that they really enjoyed.
That's what it was like at Supernova as well.
It was just strange, wasn't it? It's like like people like that at high school, like the freaks.
Yeah.
And I probably spent a lot of my life being like, yeah, you're a fucking freak. It's like making fun of people for stuff they enjoyed. And then it's like really like limited by...
You're a terrible person, Jimbo.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny it.
Yeah, I've definitely made some people's lives difficult.
Very difficult. You didn't do your bloody dishes at Digby.
Oh, mate.
Oh, shit, Digby.
That's right, none of us did.
yeah, I will admit that.
Yeah. I did one dish. I think I chucked one out.
I've done that.
Too dirty.
I'm not cleaning this.
There's like several layers of mold on this. It looks like it's from the Jurassic period. It's fossilized.
My coffee on my desk the other week. What? I just had a coffee there that had been there for like 3 days. Moldy. No. I'm just throwing this out.
I thought you were drinking it.
I thought Coke didn't go moldy, but it does.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that night we had when I was at in Belmont? And we had like a movie night, I think. And we got like chips and pizza and drinks and everything.
Wait, at your house or my house?
My house. And we watched like that Castaway.
Yeah. No, wait. I was just listening to podcast number 2 and we have this exact discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about something else.
Okay. Right. Because
my room was just like, I don't know, it was just weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Jimmy had a glass of Coke. And we had the lights off because it was romantic.
That was a big night, that one.
And he went to take a drink of it. And during the time the lights were off, like all these ants just went.
Oh, yeah.
He went to have a drink of it. And he's like, what the fuck is this?
And it was full of ants.
Turned on the light and he's like, ants everywhere.
And because I feel good after that.
I'm surprised you don't have a phobia of ants.
Apparently, I blocked it from my memory. I don't like how I feel right now. I got like, do you ever get that from like the smell of ants? I get like
smell.
Yeah, they smell like real acidic.
Do they?
Only if you smash them.
When you squash them, you can smell them. But
they smell.
I'm just associating bug killers.
They make my skin crawl.
What about when you, like, kill a spider or something? You're like, there's fucking everywhere on me.
That happened to me the other night. I had a spider on me, and I just, like, brushed it off my arm, and I was okay. But for the next, like, 3 hours, I was just, like, constantly feeling prickles all over my, like, body. I was just like, ugh.
Did you say over your naked body?
Over my hot, sweaty body.
Over my exposed body. With the windows open and all lights on. You just stand there like,
windows on.
Painting honey on yourself so that whatever spiders are on, you just get stuck there.
Chris is the new Jesus.
Just call out the Kenny. Kenny, get these off me. Kenny's like, I'm going to walk you with the honey. That's good.
Thanks, honey.
Well, I'm going to actually try something new with this podcast. And we're going to take a break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? And I'm going to insert some nice audio for whoever's listening.
Excellent.
We'll be back.
Anyone who sells a 3D printer, it's like piracy to the extreme. It's like, put out like the plans for it, and everyone can print out more and more and more.
More printed.
It's out of fucking control. It's like, oh, pirate the new fucking device from Apple.
Yeah.
It'd be crazy.
Got it.
You know, fuck TV shows. Let's pirate real life.
I swear I remember you saying that you had a story to tell, like, a few days ago.
Story.
Can't entirely. I feel like it was to do with the cult or something.
It was, I asked Nick to remind me before the last one, and then I forgot and he forgot, but I can't remember what story it was.
It was about a cult. I remember you cult. Really wanted to know it.
No, I don't really think it was the cult.
No, it was when you worked at the call center.
Call center.
That's
the one. That was a call center. Alright.
Call center, pretty much the same thing. Right?
Basically the same, and it actually was not that different, as you'll find out in this story. So, alright, let me tell this story.
Alright.
I'll set the scene. I was living in Melbourne with my sister. I didn't have a job, I had like no money or anything. I was getting Centrelink.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for a job. That? And I
was in that rare period of your life where you didn't have a job. That really short
period. The really short period that's lasted for like 5 years. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for that embarrassment, Nick.
It's all right.
So I was looking for a job. I saw this one advertised. I don't remember where. Looking for energetic, exciting, and go-getting people. I'm like, that does not sound like me, but I'm going to apply for this job. So I sent my resume in. And then I got a call from them, and they were like, hey, did you apply for this job? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah. They're like, come in for an interview tomorrow. I'm like, oh, whoa, that's pretty sick. So I went in for an interview, and it was basically them explaining the job to me.
You didn't sleep through that one?
What?
Didn't sleep through that one?
What do you mean?
He had another embarrassment.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone's just having to go with gym jokes today.
Please, keep going.
I don't have a history of sleeping through job interviews. It happened once.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to the interview, and it was for a call center, and, they were basically describing the job to me, and they're like, okay, you want to start on Monday? I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right. And, so I went in on, Monday, and,
right, go on.
Shut the fuck up, cunt.
You're trying to make a joke?
So I went in on Monday.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I went in on Monday, and they described what I would be doing, and they sat me down, and they were like, they gave me this script of the things I have to say to the person I call up, and it was, you know, like, hi, how you going, but it was, like, really specific, and they're like, just stick to the script as much as you can, and I'm like, okay, and it was basically saying, we're calling up, we're trying to find sponsors for this, like, youth booklet we're doing, so it's basically selling advertising to businesses, and it was charging them, like, $500 to put this little advertisement in this little book. And all the book was a book full of advertisements. So I don't know who the fuck they're giving them to.
Seems like a con.
And no, they're like, oh, it's tax deductible or whatever. So I don't know what that means. So I worked there. I met this dude called Dewey. He was from America. He was a lawyer in Boston. He was the fucking coolest guy I've ever met.
Yeah.
He's like,
And he works in a call center.
He started the same day I did. And we just moved from Boston, and I've been working the first 25 years of our marriage. Now my wife's working a lot the next 25 years, but she couldn't get a job, so now I have to work. I went, oh, okay. So I was talking to that guy, and I also met this other English dude, and the first day, I didn't make any sales, obviously, and I kept, like, every half hour I was going out and having a cigarette with this, like, English dude, and he's just like, every half hour I come out, he's just looking so defeated. He's just, like, sinking lower and lower into the fucking ground at the coffee shop. And the next day I come in for work, and the first, like, hour or two I come out, he's, like, sinking into the ground. He's, like, so devastated. And then the next one I come out, he's, like, happy as fuck because he's made a sale. And you get, like, $160 per sale because it's a purely commission-based job.
Right.
So he's ecstatic as shit. And then he's, like, saying all this shit, like, well, you're not going to make a sale if you're out here having cigarettes all the time. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, cunt. You've been doing it all fucking 2 days as well. Because I was pretty annoyed because I hadn't had a sale yet.
Yeah.
So I went back inside, and then later that day I made a sale. And I was like, yes! Made a fucking sale! It was like the most exciting thing ever. And went back to work and nothing else. Oh. And all you're doing is calling up these people, trying to get them to buy it, and then hanging up and calling another person immediately after.
Yeah.
So you can see why I needed to take a break, like, every half an hour or hour.
Depressing.
It was the worst. The absolute worst. And you're supposed to work this Monday to Friday, 9 to 3.
Jeez.
It was fucked. Yeah. And purely commission-based. If you make no sales, you don't get paid at all. And the worst thing about this job was on the morning of the Wednesday, I went in, and
2 days in.
3 days.
Third day,
yeah. I went in, they're like, what are you doing? Like, come to the conference room. I'm like, oh, okay. Walk into the conference room. Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
It's exactly like that. Everyone's like, hey! And they're like, we're going to make some sales! And everyone's going crazy. Absolutely mental. And everyone's getting so pumped up and energetic as shit. And everyone's like, yeah, you're gonna make some sales. And the girl testimony's like, I made fucking 40 sales last week, got fucking $3,000 in one day. I'm like, whoa, Jesus Christ, I could be rich like these people. And then, so that was pumping as fuck. And then I walk out and I start ringing up. I make no sales that day. I don't go back to that job ever again. I never got paid for my one sale, which was like $160. And that was the worst 3 days of my professional life. Are we recording? I can't tell. Are we recording? Yeah, we're going.
All right.
Did you so how are those
see
tunes?
The preview for the new Poltergeist movie?
No, oh my god, that's what I was going to say. That's why I was in such a rush to press record again.
Yeah, there's a remake of Poltergeist coming out.
I did say that.
I saw that. Oh, yeah, I saw it, guys.
Didn't we watch the old one at Jackson's house?
Yeah.
And it was like the funniest thing in the world.
I was watching the preview.
That movie was terrifying.
It's a horror movie.
But not when you're around these guys.
It wasn't even fucking scary. It's like an 80s horror movie, so clearly it's hilarious.
I thought it was really scary.
Really?
But
really?
I'm a.
Because you're a punk ass bitch.
That's true.
Have you seen The Exorcist?
I almost followed it up.
No, I don't have the balls to watch it.
No, every time I've tried to watch that movie, it was on a. Is always on a scratch DVD. I've
what
never
is
found
it?
A clean DVD of The Exorcist.
What's a DVD?
It's this really old thing. Like, it's dead now.
It's
sounds spooky.
Nick still buys DVDs.
Absolutely.
He's a fucker.
Oh.
That's really
take
a bloody money.
Hard
DVD
look at
Rouge.
Yourself, Nick.
Even your girlfriend told me, Nick. She said she bought a DVD. And I was like, I am not saying a word.
Did she?
Yeah. I can't remember what it was. So yeah, did you watch a trailer for the movie?
I did watch a trailer for the movie. I was wondering while I was watching it, is this just like a joke or a proper remake of the movie? Turns out the girl with the TV, like they're here, is also in the movie, so I guess it's just like a remake.
Oh, was Poltergeist that movie with that really weird Asian midget chick? Was that her?
Isn't that the grunge?
Or... Isn't it the grunge?
The grunge.
The grunge. Kurt Cobain's like, is it not that movie? You sure?
No. Poltergeist is the one with the dog gets all like, I'm terrified.
I am so terrified. Yeah, well, yeah. There's a movie, right? There's a movie with like some weird Asian midget lady, and she's like, a spirit repeller person or something. I'm going to look it up.
Talk about it.
Poltergeist is the one where it turns out that the house is on a Indian burial ground, isn't it? That's why there's all that fucker.
And people like get sucked into the TV.
It could be like Annabelle, though. Like, it just capitalizes on previous successes.
Annabelle's
not it.
It's
on DVD, brother.
I always... Really? That's how you know a movie isn't good. It looks amazing, then you just hear nothing else about it.
Didn't you see it in cinemas, Nick?
No.
We saw...
Nick, it sounds like something you would do.
And then Annabelle followed it.
Weren't you really pumped for it?
The Conjuring. Yeah, I was really pumped
Nick
for it.
Nick loves seeing horrible movies. It's his favourite thing. And then he just leaves the cinema like, well, fuck. And he buys DVDs. Nick's
a real
fucker.
He's a real film buff.
Some would say a wild card.
Holy shit. I watched Oculus, and that movie was amazing.
What is that?
You need to watch it. It's just a horror movie that came out like last year.
Oculus.
I was expecting nothing from that movie, and it was really good.
Best viewed.
It's actually got some substance to it.
Best viewed in virtual reality.
Oh,
hey?
Oculus Rift.
What? This is like...
Get away from me. Dante, can we swap seats, please?
Nick,
joke of the day.
I don't understand. Are you trying to get us to talk about the Oculus or?
It was just a pun. Oculus. That's it.
Not really a pun.
Bunch of out, Nick.
By the way, we are taking sponsors. So if the makers of Oculus Rift would like to give us money.
If anyone would like to give us money.
Anyone.
Oh, Nick.
For anything.
Nick, that voice will be in my dreams.
It even scared me a little bit.
I just can't watch horror movies. Never been able to do it.
Should open your eyes
really
more.
Enjoy horror movies.
Nick, you're on fire, mate.
Fuck off.
Make a stand-up show, and it'll go straight to DVD.
Nick can buy it.
You'll buy it. Your glass is fogging up.
Yeah,
they are.
Foggy as fuck.
Bit hot in here, isn't it, mate?
Don't even fucking say it's hot.
It's hot in here.
I'm sweating like 10 times more now. Oh my god. Self-aware.
It's really cold.
I'm self-aware. Poltergeist lady.
Did you guys ever watch? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
She got the name.
It was that.
She's not Asian, but.
She's close. She's close to being
Asian.
Yeah,
she looks fucking Asian.
Yeah.
She might be Filipino.
Actually, she does look kind of different to what I remember, but. That must be
close to being Asian at all.
She is.
I'm pretty sure she wears glasses. If she wears glasses, then that's when she looks Asian.
Wait, she looked like she was Asian, but you know,
she's totally. Wait. People on the internet think she's Asian because there's a photo of her Asian next to Kim Jong Il.
Wait. Must be true.
Boom, motherfucker.
It's just the face bulges.
Asians are known for their face bulges.
Jimmy, what was that horror movie that came out recently with that Australian actor in it? And they had the.
With Eric Banner.
That's him.
Dark of the Night or something like
and,
that.
And what's it like?
Olivia Munn.
That's it.
What's it called?
It's like
I nearly called it No More Room in Hell.
It's similar. It's like a 5-word movie title.
It is.
It's like the dark of
two little space in Lucifer's house.
That's it.
It's like it's got like darkness or devil in the title or something.
Have you guys seen the movie Devil?
No.
Deliver Us from Evil.
That's
shit.
That's actually a pretty good movie too.
It is. Jimmy, this podcast has to be out tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to put it out and I'll keep it.
No, it does.
Yes.
Why?
You made a promise.
Did I?
Yeah.
To who?
No, the podcasts are fine. Like, especially with this laptop. So easy. I can just do it when I'm going to sleep. Just like
Mac fanboy.
Yeah.
Can't you hear yourself?
I wasn't frigging my clitoris there.
Flicking the bean!
I was like, hey! I was playing on my laptop, not with my clitoris. God.
Two aren't mutually exclusive, gender.
People walk into rooms, I'm like, don't worry, guys, it's my new MacBook. It'll be out tomorrow. We're not putting them on YouTube now. They go straight onto server for iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
And it's
we've made it.
I can just get them on my phone in this podcast app I have.
We've made it.
I've got an Android phone, like with like.
Just put that out there.
What?
You've got an Android phone.
No, like with Apple phones, they've got their like marketplace or whatever, and you can do your podcasts and that really easily. But I had a lot of trouble because I've had an Android phone for like 4 years or so, like different ones. But I always had trouble with podcasts. But now I've got this app called Podcast Addict.
Oh.
And you just like add your podcast and subscribe to them and you download them. See there, I've got Bludger. Hello. No one was looking at me. I've got Bludger and I can just listen to them and download. And if there's a new one, I just have to like refresh.
Shit.
That's pretty good. And I got all the Rooster Teeth ones.
Just like magic.
I used to put them on slowly that, working that my way website. Out.
Podcast. Fuck, there's so many. Models.
Yeah. What?
I used to put them on that website, the pod.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, that's the server that it hosts them, and right. that's on Podomatic.
Yep.
But people don't have to worry about that. You can just listen to them through iTunes.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. They all go for like less than an hour.
Yep.
The only ones that are up there currently are 7, 8, and 9.
Oh.
And then this one will go up there.
Yep.
You heard that joke about 7, 8, 9?
Oh, tell me it. Okay. What happened?
7, 8, 9?
Huh? No. You're gonna say why is 6 scared of 7?
Why?
7, 8, 9.
Because 7, 8, 9.
Why? This is the Yoda version, which is why I was 5 afraid of 6. You know, it's like, because 6, 7, 8?
God damn it. Fucking hell, mate.
You just stole my joke of the day. You've done it.
He's overtaken. Chris has the title.
I got it from the internet, though. It
doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, I think my dad was in a band, and I think it was called Taco Slit.
What?
Taco Slit. Okay.
I'm pretty sure I need to know more.
He only mentioned it once.
Google it.
There's in a few bands.
It's just in a fleeting comment as you're going to bed. Yeah. He's like, you know what, mate? And you're like, what?
My son, I was in a band called
so
Taco
many questions.
Slit. Or... My dad was a loose cannon.
What did he play?
He played guitar and keyboard.
Oh,
played the taco.
Oh, yeah, and he also...
He soon went on to form the Enchiladas.
He also performed on Red Faces.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Did he really?
In a kazoo band.
Oh, Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
Oh, yeah. A kazoo band.
He was in a kazoo band, and they played In the Mood with kazoos.
Is there, like, a video online of that? I would love to see that.
I've tried to find it. I saw it once, but it was in, like, a Hey Hey, It's Saturday, like... memorabilia video sort of thing.
What,
was,
on TV or the internet?
It was, I think it was a DVD.
I remember watching those 5 episodes every year. Or they re the tribute episodes.
What?
For about, there was like a 5 week.
Maybe. Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. They did 5 new episodes.
I didn't watch any of the new ones.
Had a bunch of the old acts come back and like perform new now and catch up with all their old people. It was really cool.
Then you would have seen my uncle because he was interviewed.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Mm.
Look at you.
Well, he was insulted, basically.
Insulted.
The guy that was the host, like, asked him, "Oh,
are you in a dark
house? What are you doing now? What are you doing now?" And he said that he was working at a different station, and then he like made a snide remark about it, and he wasn't too happy about that. Can tell you that much.
Tell you that much more.
But yeah, the kazoo band went on to play a supporting act for
Breaking Bad.
For who was it? Midnight Oil.
Actually. Oh, really? What
yeah.
The fuck?
And
that's
they,
so cool. That does seem like a Peter Garrett thing.
And they got booed off stage and got bottles thrown really? At them.
That is the best. Yeah. That is the best.
So that is my dad's musical career.
Nick and Jackson went to see Kiss at the Grand Prix, I think.
Yeah.
And they had Tina Arena supporting them.
No, they didn't.
As far as then. What?
It was Vanessa Amorosa.
Oh, whatever. That's the same fucking thing. Who cares?
Tina Arena.
Tina Arena is like
Tina Arena is like fucking 75.
No, I think of them as the same person because when I was a kid, my twin sisters were into both of them a lot. So I just the same person.
What did Vanessa Amorosi do again?
Sing.
Nothing. Got booed off at Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Did she actually?
No, she didn't get booed off.
Oh, everyone was booing her. But, you know, when I saw Evanescence, it was like a sort of techno kind of group supporting them.
Yeah, that's
where
I also saw Evanescence. It's the first concert I went to.
Really?
Mm.
No.
I completely
Nick?
I pretended
Nick,
to see Evanescence.
It was really weird. Nick did pretend to see Evanescence in like year 8.
Why well,
have to?
I didn't actually see it.
Well,
I can't remember what happened, but
just taking the piss.
His sister went to see Evanescence. And someone was talking
about... And my
about,
brother.
Oh, yeah, and his brother. And we were in class, and it came up in conversation, I guess. And Nick was like, I went to see Evanescence on the weekend.
And then one of the girls
and then
like,
goes,
did you?
Oh my god. And Nick's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you fucking
kidding? I'm like, Jimmy, shut up.
And he's like, I got this. Just give me this one thing. I'm going to get some pussy this way. I'm like, Nick, what is your game plan? Another thing Nick did, which was causing some stress for a while. He knows what I'm thinking about.
You don't know.
Nick had this guitar that was I don't know, it was just like a sort of cheapish guitar, and came up in conversation with one of our teachers. Nick's gone. Came up. Oh, we had a teacher who was like into music, and you know, he played bass. And he was in a band and stuff like that. And it came up in conversation that Nick had Nick was playing guitar, and he's like, "What sort of guitar do you have?" And Nick's like, "Oh, Gibson Les Paul." And the teacher's like, "Oh, why you got Gibson Les Paul?" The Gibson Les Paul is worth like, what's it worth? Like, $2,500.
Yeah, heaps, yeah, heaps.
A lot of money. They're like premium, like really expensive guitars. And this teacher was like over the moon, and he was like, "You gotta bring this Les Paul in. I gotta see this guitar." And Nick was just like, "Oh fuck!" And so for so long, we were like, "Is he gonna ask to see it? I hope he doesn't ask to see it." And I'm pretty sure he actually brought his guitar in, and the teacher didn't ask to see it, and we were just like, "That is a fucking wave of relief."
Yeah.
And that was really stressful for a while.
Nick used to be just
Nick was just
a
crying
liar, weren't you?
I've got another one.
I don't know what else is. I don't know.
I've got another one.
You've got another one?
Why would you not say, "Oh, I don't actually have one"?
I don't know. Who knows?
<You know.
laughs>
In the end, it was like just a that simple, I think. I'm pretty sure in the end, Nick was just like, oh, it's not an actual Les Paul. And he was like...
It's shaped like a Les Paul.
Yeah. It looks like it's shaped like one, but it's like a $200 version of one.
Oh, anyway,
another time. Like, oh, teacher X, I don't actually have one. I thought it was.
You'll be like, oh, F.
Like, dumbass. F for fatta. F for future podcast story. I see some talent in you, Mike. Yeah, Nick.
So, do you remember that? My parents went away to Adelaide one time and had a party at my house.
Yeah.
And then Jimmy and Sean stayed over. I think most people did, but everyone else left in the morning. You two stayed around. We were waiting for Sean's parents to pick Sean up. And there was a knock on the door.
Yes. Was it the electric company?
I went to answer the door and then it was like some electricity company. And they're like... telling me all this, like, bullshit.
I hate those motherfuckers. They are
anyway.
We're getting overcharged and they can give us a cheaper price. And my parents are in a different state. And I'm like, oh, really?
<You're> like, what?
Let me just sign up.
I'll take that.
So it was about nearly a half an hour conversation. Yeah. I changed electricity companies.
And what were you, like, were you 18 yet?
No. I would have been, like, 16. And the people are like, do you have permission to do this? And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Just signing documents. Can I sell this house too?
And it was a stressful day. Because I told all my friends, and you're like, the fuck did you do that?
I
know.
I gave you immediate shit for that. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh. I'm like, you're fucked.
And I called up the electricity company, and I'm like, yo, I'm going to change it back. I'm going to cancel what I just did. Take it back.
Help! I'm just an idiot. I think I'm retarded.
They're like, you have to wait 24 hours for it to go through the system to cancel it. So I had to wait until the next day. And then I called them up and I'm like, I want to cancel what I did yesterday.
I made a big mistake.
I really have.
It's got after
and then
they're
just
regret.
Like, they just cancelled it and then it went back to the old electricity company and that was the end of it.
And your parents never
And my parents
out.
Still don't know.
Oh, you're a very secretive person.
We were with a different...
Does that mean that you gave them like account details to Bill and everything?
No, all they'd need is like the address.
Yeah, they just like got the old electricity company details off them and then took it. Oh. You know, and then gave it back. So yeah, we were at a different electricity company for 24 hours.
For one day.
It was,
God, you've made some weird decisions.
Like, what have I done in my life?
I don't
Holy
know.
Shit.
Oh, wow. Have you ever...
I thought you legitimately changed the company because...
What do you mean?
I heard Jackson say like, oh, how'd you go change the electricity company like as a joke or something? So I just thought you actually changed it and your parents didn't know.
No, he did, but he...
I did change it,
but
I changed it back.
Left it
changed. Yeah, no.
Oh, no, you changed it back.
Thought he just left it, like...
He should have just rolled with it.
Yeah, he would have. No, if he didn't do anything, his parents would have been like, who changed the electricity? Nick would have been like, I don't know.
He was Jim.
Looks like we're getting a better deal though.
This is about $50 cheaper. Weird. Really weird.
Yeah, looking like someone's looking out for you cunts.
You can buy a PlayStation with the savings.
Nick already got a free PlayStation.
I did. My parents bought a Sony TV and it came with the PlayStation. I'm like, I'll grab that one. Thank you very much.
Nick was like that rich kid I was friends with.
That's because I was the youngest in the family.
I remember spoiled. We'd go to his house, there'd be fucking...
chips everywhere.
Chicken and chips and fucking...
Cans of
chicken chippies. Is
I
that
could
what
only
it
afford original.
And he had cans of Pepsi in the fridge all the time.
Everywhere.
Sun-kissed. If he offered me a Sun-kissed, it was fucking instant death. But he had Pepsi in the fridge like almost 24-7. And what he used to do, Nick's a fucking tight ass. He'd open a can of Pepsi and pour it in two glasses, and we just have to share one can.
Yeah, that's
right. That's why there was a little Pepsi I'm still alive. In the fridge.
A was Pepsi, B I got half a Pepsi. That's like an eighth of Coke.
Alive after that, Nick.
I'm actually going to have a look at Nick's old crappy laptop, see if I can do anything to it.
He's trying to stop me from getting a new good one, good computer. Right.
That's my
laptop is from 2011, so it's pretty outdated for new games. But
what is your new one actually good for?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Just open Word.
I don't have
song? Word. Is that a song?
What
is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
What is your laptop good for? Absolutely nothing.
Jesus Christ.
Dell.
Piece of shit.
All right,
I'm gonna have to end.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Oh my
Thanks
God.
For listening, fellas.
To whoever listened, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/watcherfilms, and you can find the YouTube link on there. Thanks for listening.
Bye.